Ali Paksuyuan is with Moto Queens Canada. Tina Stevenson, Machine Girl Motorsports, both join us live on 680 CJOB. This is International Female Ride Day this coming Saturday. What does it mean to both of you? Let's begin with you, Ali.
So International Female Ride Day is an annual worldwide celebration, and it's celebrated the first Saturday every May. And this year, we're celebrating the 17th International Female Ride Day on Saturday, May 6th. And it's celebrated globally. Over 120 countries around the world participate. And really, it's referred to like as a movement for women riders. It's meant to be fun and all-embracing, and to encourage women like me and Tina and all our friends to just get out there and ride.
Tina, how long have you been riding?
I've been riding for about 15 years, so that's on the road. I will say that I started on a dirt bike, so that was when I was 9, so we'll say 16 years ago. I'm just kidding, but a really long time. So, but it's amazing because International Female Ride Day, I've been waiting patiently because it actually arrives on my birthday this year. So,
happy birthday.
Yeah, thank you. I'm excited. But yeah, it's also, I wanted to throw in there, it's actually a Canadian made day. So the woman who originally started it let us know that it was created in Canada. So that's pretty cool.
What about you, Allie?
Vicky Gray. I'm a newbie rider. Actually, Tina was the one who inspired me when I first started off considering getting my motorcycle license. And I've only been riding for about 3 years. And I started a small Facebook group called Moto Queens Canada last year just because I didn't know too many women out there who rode motorcycles. There's only really, we only make up 20% of all riders out there. That's 1 in 5 riders is female. And I thought we could just celebrate every year together in International Female Ride Day. I found out about it. It was a great way to get us all together and celebrate being women and riding motorcycles. It's super fun and thrilling, and the friendships that I've made through this, Tina and I, I'm lucky enough to say, are good friends now, are incredible. Yeah. And we have such a great community in Winnipeg. You wouldn't know it unless you're in the community of riders. And we look out for each other. And yeah, I feel very blessed to have gotten into this sport. And it's my new passion.
I love going for a motorcycle ride. First time I did, I don't know, I probably was maybe 5 or 6, rode with an uncle, had an opportunity to climb on the back with a brother-in-law and friends, and, you know, learned very quickly that if you heard of Harley Davidson, it was like potato, 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 potato. So I love it, but I've never considered riding myself. I'm 3 apples tall. I'm shy of 5 feet. So it's intimidating. So if you are a smaller person, is it even possible?
Yeah, we're both small. Allie and I are both vertically challenged, we'll say. She's Allie, I think you're shorter than I, right? I'm 5'4". You're like 5 feet, roughly?
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. I like to say 5.5 feet, but
there we go.
So you can touch the ground? That's a technical question.
Yes. Tina's actually in sales at Harley Davidson, and she's really great at finding a good bike that you feel comfortable on, that both feet can touch the ground. And she's an instructor. She was a previous instructor as well. Tina, you could probably talk about that, but she knows exactly what to fit you on.
There's so many things that you can literally do too, though. Like there's things called reach seats. So they push the rider ahead a little bit so that it's easier to reach your controls and that, your hand controls, your foot controls. They also drop you down about 0.8 of an inch as well. So it brings you closer to the ground. As well, if you want to try, like, you should come out Saturday because we're going to have the jump start set up. What that is it's actually a motorcycle on a treadmill. So you can ride an actual motorcycle. We will teach you how to shift gears in that. We have a previous instructor doing that as well. And you don't have to have any worry because it's on a treadmill. It's not going anywhere. But you at least get the feel of it. You get that potato, 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 right? Because it's actually running. So
you can totally do it.
It's accurate, right? Am I right? The potato, potato, potato,
potato.
You're so
right. We do that. When I was instructing before, that's what we would say. We'd say, okay, get on your Imagine motorcycle. Like, which one are you on? Are you on a sport bike or on a Harley? Harley, potato, potato. That's literally what we did. So I love that.
Tina, what are the challenges for female riders?
What are the challenges? Well, size for a lot as well. Like we just mentioned, that is a challenge, but there's always a way around it. Like literally, I think if somebody really wants to ride, they're going to make it happen. Like even with Allie, she didn't have a huge community. Even when I started, I had 2 friends. I had two girlfriends who rode, and the rest were all guys, and it's taken years to see the female community grow. But now we actually have, like, a personal girls group chat of, like, seven women who we all ride together. But, yeah, I think that's a challenge, kind of getting past those nerves of just, it's a bit intimidating, right? I'm trying to ease the intimidation that that women do have when they're getting into riding or when they're wanting to check out a bike and that. Like, I'm super inviting with the dealership and that here, and I post about it a lot. But I think for the most part, we might just be our own worst enemy. So we really just gotta give ourselves a little push. But then again, that's what we do with our companies too. Allie and I, we promote, empower, and support women in their choice of motorsports or in motorcycling. So just kind of reaching out and getting past those insecurities that we might have about it and, yeah, finding community.
Do your bikes have names, Allie? Have you named your bike?
We should have names. No,
yes.
I don't have a name for mine yet. I'm still, it's a special thing. You get attached to your bike, but I do ride a pink Harley. So there's not too many pink Harleys out there.
I do have a name for my Sportster. My Sportster is camo and it's red and its name is Johnny Five. Now, I'm aging myself here, but anybody who watched Short Circuit years ago, they had the robot Johnny Five, and he's got the two, like, round eyes. That's what my bike has. I changed it to Motolite, so I've called him Johnny Five.
Nice. Allie, if we...
bike, no.
Allie, if we want more information about Moto Queens Canada, where do we go?
You can visit our Instagram page, at Moto Queens Canada. We also have a private Facebook group, Moto Queens Canada. You can check it out there. Or you can come out this Saturday to Harley Davidson between 2 to 6, 1377 Niaqua. We have a huge event. We've got 17 prizes for the 17th International Female Ride Day. And all the prizes are donated from local sponsors, and most of them are women-run businesses because we love celebrating and supporting women. And we have a band, Harley Davidson, is coming out. We got food trucks. We have a skills and drills course for those women who do ride, can practice their motorcycle skills. And it's just going to be a fun day.
Allie, yeah. I have named your bike. Rizzo.
Rizzo!
Right? Yeah. Of the pink ladies from Greece?
Yes.
Yes.
Rizzo. Right. Okay. It's a done deal. Lock it in. Thank you both for joining us this afternoon. Tina Stevenson, Machine Girl Motorsports. Allie Pegsuyuin, Moto Queens. Right on, ladies. Right off into the sunset.
Canada may be known for its landscapes and friendly people, but beneath the surface lies a darker side of crime, history, and the paranormal. Since 2017, the award-winning Dark Poutine podcast has explored the shadowy corners of the Great White North and beyond, delivering chilling tales from a uniquely Canadian perspective. Hosted by Mike Brown and Matthew Stockton, with over 300 episodes and fresh releases every Monday, Dark Poutine is your weekly ticket to the creepier side of Canada. Listen to Dark Poutine on Apple, Spotify, Amazon Music, or wherever you get your podcasts.